Chamishi, V'yato Yisrael, and now Klal Yisrael, even though you have sinned, Hashem has forgiven you, and therefore, Mo Hashem Alekecha Shoyel Mi'imach, what is it already that Hashem is asking you to do? Ki'im Li'ira Es Hashem Alekecha, He is only asking you to fear Hashem your God, Lo Leches B'chol Derocho, to go in all of His ways, Ula Ahava Oisoi, and to love Him, V'la Avoid Es Hashem Alekecha, and to serve Hashem your God, B'chol Levavecha U'b'chol Nafshecha, with your whole heart and your whole soul. Even though you sinned, Hashem has forgiven you, and therefore He is just asking you in the future to fear Him. Lishmar es mitzvos Hashem, to watch the mitzvos of Hashem, ves chukosav and his chukim, asher onoichi mitzavecha hayoim, that I am commanding you today, and this is not for nothing, but rather l'toivloch, in order that it should be good for you, you will receive reward for the good that you will do. And our chachamim tell us that Moshe was not only speaking to the generation of the Midbar, but to all generations. And he said, Hakol bidei shomayim chutz miyira shomayim. All that happens is determined by Hashem. Man only decides whether he wishes to recognize Hashem's presence and fear Him or not. And the Pasuk is saying, V'yata Yisrael mo Hashem alekecha shoyel me'imach. The only thing that Hashem can ask from you is, ki im liyira oisoi, to fear Him, because everything else is in the hands of Hashem. The wisest man ever to live, Shlomo HaMelech, concluded his words of wisdom of Keheles with the following thought. Soif Dover HaKol Nishma, the sum of the matter, when everything has been considered, is Es Holikim Yorei, fear Hashem, Vetz Mitzvois of Shmor, and watch his mitzvois, Kizeh Kol HaOdom, for this is the entire person. Rav Elchanan Wasserman explains that Shlomo meant to tell us that a person who isn't wise, nor kind, nor strong, nor wealthy, nor attractive, may be missing a very important quality, but he is still considered to be a person. On the other hand, Shlomo comes to teach us that one's entire personhood is defined by his level of Yiras Shamayim. Somebody who is completely lacking in Yiras Shamayim isn't considered to be a deficient person, but rather isn't considered a person at all. Similarly, the greatness of a person corresponds to this trait. To the degree which somebody fears Hashem, he is a greater or lesser person. One may possess all the characteristics which are valued by the society around us. He may be handsome, successful, outgoing, and even kind, but if he is lacking in Yiras Shamayim, he hasn't even entered the realm of humanity. While in the Torah's eyes, a humble, simple, and unassuming man who lives honestly and has Yiras Hashem, is much more superior and is in an entirely different category. It is for that reason that Moshe Rabbeinu emphasized that the most important trait which Hashem asks from a person is Yiras Hashem. Some Mefarshim are bothered by the word Ma in the Pasuk. Why does the Pasuk have to say this extra word Ma? Instead of asking a question, what does Hashem ask of you? Moshe should have simply said, Hashem asks of you the following. Why does it have to be in a question-answer form? I once heard an interesting drush to answer this question. The Aleph Beis consists of 22 letters. Each letter can be written Aleph Beis Gimel, and it also can be written in full. For example, Aleph is Aleph Lamed Endefe, Beis is Beis Yud Saf, Gimel is Gimel Yud Mem Lamed, and so on. Therefore, there is an external part of the letter, Aleph Beis Gimel, and a hidden internal part reflected in the full spelling. The way to write out in full a mem or a hey is by adding the same letter. Mem is mem and a mem, and hey is hey hey. Therefore, each of these two letters are toichoi kibaroi. The inside is identical to the outside. Among people, there are some who are wicked on the inside, but appear to be tzaddikim on the outside. Moshe was not asking, but telling Klal Yisrael that Ma, be like the letters Ma, Mem, He, true inside and outside. Shoyel Hashem Alekecha Mimcha, that is what Hashem is asking from you. And Chazal in Masecht Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis explain that the Pasuk is telling us, Ma Hashem Alekecha Shoyel Me'imach, what is it already that Hashem is asking from us? He is not asking for something big, Ki Im Liyira, only to fear Hashem. And the Gemara asks, Otu Yira Shamayim Milso Zudrasahi, is Yira Shamayim a small thing? And the Gemara answers, in, yes, Legabi Moshe Milso Zudrasahi, to Moshe Rabbeinu it was considered a small thing. V'ayin also in the Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that the Gemara learns out from this pasuk that a person has to make 100 brachos every day. Mo Hashem Alekecha Shoyel Me'imach, do not read it Mo, but rather Me'ah, Meyo Hashem Elokecho Shoyel Me'imoch. Hashem is asking you to make 100 brachos every day. And the pasuk continues, Hein Lashem Elokecho, behold, belonging to Hashem your God is Hashemayim, the heavens, Ushemei Hashemayim, and the highest heavens. Ha'oretz, the land, V'chol Asher Bo, and everything inside of it. Everything belongs to Hashem, and still, Rak Ba'avo Yisecho, only in your fathers, Choshak Hashem, did Hashem desire La'ahava Oysam, to love them. Vayivchar, and he chose Bizarom Acharehem, their children after them, which are Bochem in you, Mikolo Amim, from all nations, Kayom Azeh, like this day. Even though everything belongs to Hashem, he still chose the Avos and their children, which are you. Umaltem Eis Orlas Levavchem, and you shall cut away the barriers over your heart, the barriers that hold you back from serving me, Va'orpechem Leisakshu Oid, and your neck shall not be stiffened anymore. Ki Hashem Elokechem, because Hashem your God, Hu Elokeho Elokim, he is the God of gods, Va'adoinei Ho'adoinim, and the Master of Masters. There is no master that can protect you from Hashem. Hokeil Hagodol Hagibor V'Hanoira, Hashem, who is great, mighty, and awesome, Asher Lo Yisafonim, who does not show favor. Even though the pasuk says, Yiso Hashem Ponav Eilecho, Hashem should show favor to you. That is if you do the Ratzon Hashem, the will of Hashem. However, people who try to break free from Hashem, Hashem will not show favor to them. V'lo yikach sheichad, and Hashem does not take bribes. He cannot be appeased with money. Do not say that I will do averis, and then I will take my money and give tzedakah and bring karbonos. V'lo yikach sheichad, Hashem cannot be bribed. Oisem mishpat yosain va'amono, he carries out the judgment to protect the orphan and the widow, va'oihev ger, and he loves the ger, loseis loy lechem v'silmla, to give him bread and clothing. And this is considered a very important thing, because we see when Yaakov Avinu left his house to go to Haran, the only thing he davened for is, v'nosan li lechem lechol uveged luboish, Hashem should give me bread to eat and clothing to wear. And in Pasuk Yudzayin, Moshe Rabbeinu was describing the strength of Hashem, the Gvura, by saying he is Hokeil Hagodol Hagibor V'Hanoro. And right next to telling us his strength, Moshe tells us in V'Sanusoi, his humbleness, that while he is still a Gibor, he still has Rachmonis on the Yosoim, Amono, and the Ger. And the Ksav Sofer says a very nice pshat in the connection between the Pasuk V'lo Yikach Sheichad and the Pasuk Oisem Mishpot Yosoim V'Amono. He says that this pasuk is a warning to people who think that just because they are fine people, bein odom lachaveroi, they treat others well, this is sufficient. They do not need to be a good Jew, bein odom lamokoim. Their good deeds to their brothers will wipe away their sins to Hashem. The pasuk therefore says, Asher lo yisafonim v'lo yikach sheichad, Hashem will not take as a bribe the fact that you are oisem mishpat yosem va'amono va'oyev ger loses lohem lechem v'simlo. You take care of the orphans, the widows, and the gerim. Just because you are a good Jew to others does not relinquish your obligation to be a good Jew to Hashem also. And the pasuk continues, v'ahavtem es ager, you shall love the ger, ki gerim heisem be'eretz Mitzrayim, because you were a ger in the land of Mitzrayim, mum sheboch al tomer lechavroch, an imperfection that you have, do not taunt others with. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, if Hashem your God you will fear, Oisei Savoid, and you will worship him, Uvoi Sidbok, and you will attach yourself to him, then Uvishmoi Tishoveya, you may swear in his name. Because if you fear Hashem, serve him, and you are attached to him, then we are not worried that you will swear falsely. And the question arises that this pasuk was already stated in Parshas Vaeschanon, Perik Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Why is it repeated again over here? The Ayin in the Gemara Tmura Daf Gimel Amud Beis, who discusses why both psukim are necessary. The Ayin also in Sefer Divrei David from the Taz, who says that this pasuk adds the words Uvoi Sidbok. The pasuk in Parshas Veschanan is telling us, if you fear Hashem and serve him, then you may swear in his name. However, the pasuk over here is saying that it is a mitzvah to make a shvua that you will keep the mitzvahs. Uvoi Sidbok, if the purpose of making the Shvua is to attach yourself to Hashem, you are making a Shvua to keep the mitzvahs, you make a Shvua to do a mitzvah properly, then Uvishmoi Tishoveya, it is a mitzvah to swear in Hashem's name. And the pasuk continues, Moshe said, Hu Sihiloscha, Hashem is your praise, as Ramban says, he should be the sole recipient of your praise, V'hu Elokecha, and he is your God. Asher osa itcha es hagdoilos ves hanoirois ha'ele, Hashem, who did for you these great and awesome things, asher roe necha, that your eyes saw. And one of these things are, b'shivim nefesh yordu avisecha mitzroimo, you went down to Mitzrayim with only 70 people. V'ato, and now, samcha Hashem lekecho, Hashem has made you, kechoich v'hashamayim l'roiv, so numerous, like the stars of the sky. Rashi in Parshas Devarim, Perik Aleph, Pasuk Yud, on the words, v'hinchem hayoim kechoich v'hashamayim l'roiv, you are today numerous like the stars of the sky. Rashi there asks, were Klal Yisrael really as numerous as the stars of the sky at that time? They only numbered 600,000. How can the Pasuk say they are as numerous as the stars of the sky? Therefore, Rashi takes the Pasuk out of the simple meaning, and he says, V'hinchem hayoim kechoich v'ashmayim l'roiv, is not telling us that Klal Yisrael were as numerous as the stars of the sky, but rather, V'hinchem hayoim, you are compared like the yoim, which is the sun and the moon that make up a day, and you are like kechoich v'ashmayim, like the stars of the sky. In what way are you like the sun, moon, and stars? Rashi says, Kayomin Lo'ad, existing forever. Klal Yisrael will exist forever just like the sun, the moon, and the stars. And we must understand, how would Rashi learn this pasuk? Because over here, the pasuk clearly is talking about the numbers of Klal Yisrael. Because the pasuk says, you came down to Mitzrayim with only 70 people, and now you are so numerous like the stars of the sky. So over here, the pasuk is obviously talking about the numbers of Klal Yisrael. Rashi over here does not say anything. However, we must understand how Rashi would learn this pasuk if he changed the pshat in the pasuk earlier in Parshas Devarim. The Ayin B'Sefer Ayelas HaShachar from Reb Shteinman, who asks this ha'ara. And the pasuk continues, V'yohavto eis Hashem alekecha, you shall love Hashem your God, V'shamarto mishmarto, you should watch His watching. As Ramban explains, you shall watch what He watches. You must safeguard what is precious to Hashem. Just like He protects the ger, Yosen va'almono, so should you. V'chukosav, you should watch His chukim, u'mishpotav, and His mishpotim, u'mitzvosav, and His mitzvos, kol hayomim, for all days. V'datem hayoim, and you shall know today. You should put your heart to know and understand, and to accept My rebuke. Ki lo yes b'neichem, because not to your children, asher lo yodu, who did not know, v'asher lo ro'u, who did not see, es musar Hashem alaykechem, the musar of Hashem your God, es godloi, His greatness, es yodoi hachazoko, His strong hand, uzroyoi hanetuya, and His outstretched arm. I am not telling all this to your children, but to you I am telling all this, because they did not see all this. Es oisoisov, they did not see His signs, ves ma'asov, and His deeds. Asher also besuch Mitzrayim, that He did in the midst of Mitzrayim, leparo melch Mitzrayim ulchol artzoi, to paro the king of Mitzrayim and to all of his country. Vaasher also lechel Mitzrayim, and what Hashem did to the army of Mitzrayim, lesusav, to their horses, ulrichboy, and to their chariots, asher heitzev es mei yamsuf al pneihem, He flooded the waters of the yamsuf over them, berod from acharechem, when they ran after you. Vayaabdem Hashem ad hayom hazeh, and Hashem destroyed them till this day. And I am not telling this to your children who did not see Asher Osolochem Bamidbar, what Hashem did to you in the Midbar, Ad Boyachem Ad Amokem Azeh, until you came to this place. Vasher Osolah Dosan Vaviram, and what Hashem did to Dosan and Aviram Bnei Eliyav, the children of Eliyav, Ben Ruvain, the son of Ruvain. Asher Potasah Ha'oretz Es Pia, when the earth opened its mouth, Vativloim, and swallowed them, Ves Botehem, as Targum says, means the people of their houses, Ves Oleim, and it swallowed also their tents. Ve'ez kol hayakum asher b'raglehem, and the thing that sets them up on their feet, as Rashi explains, this means their money that sets them up on their feet, that was also swallowed into the ground, bekerev kol Yisrael, in the midst of all of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi tells us, tupshatim, in the words, bekerev kol Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says that it means that if one of these people would try to run away and not to fall into the hole, a different hole would open under them and swallow them into the ground. The Kerev Kol Yisrael means wherever they were, they would fall into the ground. On that, Reb Nechemya asks, how can you say that? The Pasuk does not say, Vatiftach ha'oretz es pio seho, and the earth opened its many mouths, but rather, Vatiftach ha'oretz es pio, the earth opened its one mouth. Therefore, he learns pshat in the Pasuk that when they tried to escape from being swallowed into the ground, Hashem tilted the earth and caused it to slant, making them fall into that one hole. And that's why Bekerev Kol Yisrael, wherever they were, they fell into that one hole. So the Pasuk is saying, all these things that happened, what happened to Paray HaMitzrayim and what happened to Dasan Va'aviram, your children did not witness that. However, you did. Ki einechem haroyos, your eyes saw, is kol ma'aseh Hashem HaGadol, the great deeds of Hashem asher osa that he did. And therefore, I am telling you to fear Hashem because your eyes saw all these nisim, and therefore, you should fear Hashem even more. Ushemartem es kol ha-mitzvah, and you shall watch all of the mitzvahs asher anochi mitzavecha hayoyim that I am commanding you today, leman techesku, in order that you shall be strong, uvasem and come, virishtem es ha-oretz, and take possession of the land, asher atem oivrim shama l'rishta, that you are passing over into that land to take possession of it. Uleman tarichu yomim al ha-adama, and in order that your days will be prolonged on the land, asher nishba Hashem la'avoseichem loses lohem ulezarom, that Hashem has sworn to your fathers to give to them and to their children eretz zavas cholav u'dvash, a land that flows milk and honey. And the Mefarshim ask in Pasuk Vav, why does the Pasuk say v'asher osu l'dosan v'aviram, what Hashem did to dosan and aviram? Why isn't Korach mentioned? Wasn't he the instigator of the whole fight? Why is Dasan and Aviram mentioned and not Korach? Rabbeinu Bechaye answers that Moshe was embarrassed to mention Korach, since Korach was his relative. Korach ben Yitzhar, Korach the son of Yitzhar, and Yitzhar was Moshe's uncle, making Moshe and Korach first cousins. Therefore, Moshe did not want to mention the Avera of his cousin. Rabbeinu Bechaye says another pshat, since the Pasuk says that Dasan and Aviram were Yatzu Nitzavim, they came out with chutzpah standing erect, therefore, they are mentioned here because they were more chutzpahdik than Korach. Others learn that Korach at least had a reason to fight. He thought that he should be the Nasi of Kohos and not Elitzafan ben Uziel. However, Dasan and Aviram got involved in this fight for no reason at all. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Zuk Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis, V'yatu Yisrael and now Klal Yisrael, Afal Pisha Asisem Kozois, even though you did these Averois, Oidenu Rachamov V'chibose Aleichem, Hashem's mercy and His love is still upon you. Umikol ma shechatosim lefanov, and with everything that you sinned before Him, still enoy shoel mikem kiim liyira, the only thing He is asking from you is to fear Him. Kiim liyira, zak Rashi, Rabbi Seinu darshim mikan, aruch hachamim darshim from here, hakoil bidei shamayim, everything is in the hands of Hashem, chutz miyira shamayim, except for yira shamayim. The only thing that Hashem lets you make a decision on is if you will fear Hashem or not. And that's why the Pasuk says, V'ati Yisrael, Mo Hashem alikecha shoel me'imach, the only thing that Hashem can ask from you is, Kiyim liyira, only to fear Him, because only that is in your hands. Lishmar etz mitzvois Hashem, to watch the mitzvois of Hashem, V'afi lo lechinam, and even this is not for nothing, Elo l'toivloch, only that it will be good for you, Shetekablu schar, you will receive reward for the mitzvois that you do. Zot Rashi, Hein l'Hashem alikecha, behold to Hashem your God, Hakoil is everything. V'yaf ha'pikein, and still, rak ba'avoisecho choshek Hashem min ha'koil. Only your fathers did Hashem desire from everything. Uvizarom, and in their children. B'mi, who are their children? Bochem, you. K'moisha atem royim, just like you see, atem chashukim mikol ha'amim, you are desired more than all the nations, hayoim hazeh, on this day. And you shall remove arlas levavchem zagrashi oitem levavchem, the blocking of your heart, v'kisuyav, and its cover. And Hashem is v'adoine ho'adoinim, the master of masters. There is no master that can save you from Hashem's hand. Hashem will not show favor if you break loose from His yoke. And Hashem will not take a bribe. You cannot appease Him with money. He carries out the judgment to protect the Yosem and Amonah. Zok Rashi, Hare Gvura, in the previous pasuk it spoke about the greatness and the power of Hashem, when it says, Hokel HaGodol HaGiba V'Anoro, Ve'etzel Gvurosai, and next to mentioning His power, Atamoisei Invesanusai, you will find His humbleness, like the pasuk says, that He protects the Yosem, Amona, and the Ger. Ve'oyev Ger Loseis Lelechem V'Simlo, He loves the Ger to give them bread and clothing. V'davar Choshev Huzeh, this is an important thing. Shekol Atzmo Shel Yaakov Evinu Alzeh Hespalel, Yaakov only davened for this when he went from his house to Choron. Like he davened, V'nosal ni lechem lechol uveged luboish, Hashem should give me bread to eat and clothing to wear. And you shall love the ger because you were gerim in the land of Mitzrayim. Zok Rashi, Mum Sheboch al termel lechavroch, an imperfection in you, do not bother your friend about. Es Hashem alekecha tira, Hashem your God you should fear. If you fear Hashem, v'savod loy, and you serve Him, v'sidbaik boy, and you attach yourself to Him, ula'acha shiyu b'chol kol hamidos halolu, after you have all these qualities, you fear him, you serve him, and you attach yourself to him, Oz, then Bishmoy Tishaveah, you are allowed to swear in his name. Vidatem Hayoim, and you shall know today. Tnu Lev, put your heart, Ladas, to know, Ulahoven, and to understand, Ulakabil Techachosi, and to accept my rebuke. Kiloyas Benechem, Ani Medaber Achshov. I am not speaking now to your children, Sheyuchlu Loimar, who are able to say, Anu Loyodanu, we did not know this, Viloyroinu, we did not see, Becholzeh, all these things. But rather, I am speaking to you who saw all this and know all this. Bekerav Kol Yisrael Zagrashi, Kol Mokoim Shehoya Echer Mehem Bareach, any place that any one of these people would try to escape not to fall in the hole, Ha'orith Nifkas Mitachtov, the earth would open up again under them, Uvoilosoi, and swallow them. Elu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Amaloi Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Nechemya said, V'alekfar Nemar, doesn't the Pasuk say, V'atiftach Ha'orith as Pio, that the earth opened its mouth, one mouth, V'loi Pio Seho, not its many mouths. Omar Loi, Rabbi Yehuda answered Rabbi Nechemya, Umo ani mekayim bekerav kol Yisrael. What will I do with the pasuk bekerav kol Yisrael? Omar Loi, Rabbi Nechemya answered, Shenases ha'oretz madron. It means that the earth became slanted, kemishbach, like a funnel. V'chol mokim shehoyo echem mehem. Wherever any one of these people were, misgalgal, they would roll uvo and come ad mokim habekia, to the place where the earth split. Ve'ez kol hayukum asher b'raglehem, and everything that makes them stand on their feet. This is referring to a person's money, that causes him to be able to stand on his feet. And that also was swallowed by the earth. Because your eyes saw. This is going back on the pasuk that said before, I am not telling this to your children that did not know. But rather I am telling this to you, because your eyes saw all these nisim. It is interesting to note that 601,730 people entered Eretz Yisrael, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Pinchas. This number was made up of people who were below the age of 20 by the Avera of the Meraglim, and therefore they did not die, and also people who were born in the Midbar, and therefore they were not around by the Avera of the Meraglim. What comes out from this is that there were many people that were included in the 601,730 people that were counted, that never saw what happened to Pari and Mitzrayim, and never saw what happened to Dasan and Aviram, because they were born after that, after the first few years in the Midbar. So when Moshe said that I am speaking to you who saw all these events, he was only speaking to some of Klal Yisrael, because many of them were born in the Midbar.